There was a Jewish man named Saul who was educated, dedicated to his work, self-assured, well-known to the public. He always tried to live up to what his conscience told him was right and wrong. One day the Lord appeared to Saul and revealed to him that he was indeed a sinner of great degree. But in good conscience, Saul had been persecuting God's people. He had even consented to the stoning of the Lord's disciple, Stephen. Can you imagine the shame, the guilt, the self-hatred he must have felt? But as we read in Acts 22, Saul repented and was baptized to wash away his sins, and then he lived faithful to God. Can you imagine anyone having to make amends for such terrible sin as Saul's? Can you imagine living with the memory of such sin? But he did. He didn't dwell on his past mistakes. He said, I move forward. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ. You can do the same. I'm Jim Dearman with a